It's Sound Ideas. It's hard to play uplifting music when your heart is hurting. The husband-wife team behind the Madison, Wisconsin-based gypsy jazz band Harmonious Whale found that out when their son died on his 30th birthday. Harmonious Whale headlines the summer solstice concert at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night. Mandolinist and guitarist Sims Delaney Potoff tells GLT's John Norton via Skype that he and his wife Maggie got the call about their son while the band was on the road.
We were in some godforsaken town in North Dakota. We got a call in the middle of the night and came home, and Henry had died of a gunshot wound, and it was just guys messing around. You know, it was...
Man, talk about devastating. Goodness, and here you are being an uplifting gypsy jazz band that is the Dr. Feelgood of music. I can't imagine that it took you a while to kind of get back to playing music?
Well...
Or was it more of a healer? Did it help you heal?
Yeah, it had to be that. You know, there were gigs on the books, and frankly, we couldn't afford to not work. You know, this is what we do. So we followed Henry, and it's kind of a teachable thing, you know, for us as well. Now, everybody, let's recite the laws of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics is you cannot create nor can you destroy energy. So somebody dies, their body, you know, we buried him. It was heart-wrenching, and then we got to work on staying in touch with them. And there's some pretty amazing stories of contact from the spirit world.
Let me go there. You say you went to work staying in touch with him. What does that mean? How did you do that?
Well, okay, the first day, the day after he died, we're just trying to, like, assess, you know, what do we know? Well, this completely sucks. He's gone, and WTF. You know, is going on here, man. And so we had, you know, I had to get him out of the morgue. We had stuff to do. We made an obituary. His name is Henry McKenna Delaney Potoff. Google the obituary. It's a beautiful picture of him. And so, okay, so I'm having coffee the next morning, and we've got a lot of work to do now, you know. And there's a turkey on the roof of the house. I walked out and what's this turkey doing in the roof of the house? And it did this turkey thing, and then it just looked right at me. I mean, it just right through me. And I just started crying. I said, Henry, is that you? And it walked down the line of the roof. It's over the porch, and my office studio is there. And he pecked three times on the window, and then he turned and looked at me again. So we just kept in touch with him. And by the time it came to, this was March, by the time we got to late April, we had a pretty sweet gig on the books, and thought, we have to do this. We have to do it and really try and hold it together. And it became clear to me that as a mandolinist, I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I'm always kind of struggling with things. And there's this bit of a negative thing of like, blew that, or, you know, that's the best you can do. Well, that sucked. And, you know, artistic criticism. And I realized that that just completely gets in the way. It's completely egoic. And music is this pathway to the other world. I mean, what else could it be? Just sound waves that go out there, and they just exist, and they're vibrations. And with every note, Henry was in every single note. And we just, our hair was on end. The concert was just amazing. Maggie and I both thought, as we took the stage, we both thought they know, they all know. And as we talked to people after the show, none of them knew.